platform for database, application development, and AI, designed to provide cloud services wherever users need it. Learn more at oracle.com/public.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra, a local ensemble providing an experience where people of all backgrounds celebrate and share music together, encouraging pride in the Lawrence community. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org.
93 degrees in Lawrence, 94 in Topeka, still a scorcher in Manhattan where it's 99. It's 6:06.
This is all PR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. Lots of other frequencies scattered across the state. You can always listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or use our app. We have one for iOS and one for Android.
Support for KPR comes from Beautiful Music Violin Shop, offering student rentals of all violin family instruments for next semester and rehair and restoration of student and fine bows. More at beautifulmusicviolinshop.com.
Thanks so much for joining us this evening. Coming up in our next half hour, conversation with Mark Milley, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and Eric Schmidt, former CEO of Google, about how technology is transforming warfare and the U.S. may not be ready for the wars of the future. We will also check in with our KPR Community Spotlight organization, the Lawrence Community Orchestra. What do they do? Who's involved? How can you see them? Kay McIntyre has that coming up shortly here on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned for over 50 years, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com.
Mostly clear skies tonight, still humid, lows in the mid-70s. We still have that heat advisory in effect for the entire KPR listening area till 8 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow continued hot, maybe not quite as hot as today. Highs in the mid-90s, lows in the lower 70s tomorrow night. Back in the mid-90s for Wednesday, lower 90s, the forecast high on Thursday. Cooling off pretty significantly on Friday, though. It's 6:20.
I was in shock that nothing happened.
Coming in school moms on how they don't feel listened to tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
By making a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or kansaspublicradio.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are next. Don't forget, still have a heat advisory in effect till 8 o'clock tonight for all of the KPR listening area. It's 6:30.
If you get it right now.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A dead body found inside a wrecked truck has now been confirmed as that of 42-year-old Jonathan Clayton, the interim city clerk in Peabody, who had been missing since August 3rd. KPR's Jay Schaefer reported.
The KBI says a truck registered to Jonathan Clayton was discovered Sunday afternoon in a field in Harvey County. Investigators think that truck was driven off the road where it crashed into a tree. Around the time Clayton went missing, hundreds of thousands of dollars in grant money also appeared to go missing in Peabody, where Clayton was in charge of tracking it. Before becoming the interim city clerk in Peabody, Clayton worked for the Kansas Department of Commerce, where he was in charge of millions of dollars in COVID pandemic aid. Prior to that, he'd been convicted of financial crimes in Pennsylvania. I'm Jay Schaefer.
An outbreak of about 50 tuberculosis cases has been confirmed in a Wyandotte County community. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports that's more cases than the entire state recorded all of last year. Dr. Dana Hawkinson is the chief infectious disease expert for the University of Kansas Health System. He says an outbreak often comes down to community dynamics.
What are the living situations in those communities? Is it multi-generational? What are they doing as a community to be close together? I think you have to understand all of those dynamics.
Hawkinson says the outbreak does not represent a major risk to the general public, despite the large number of cases. Kansans in Dodge City will soon have safer and more reliable drinking water. As Kaylin Moore reports, the city secured a $14.2 million federal grant for a major infrastructure update.
The extra funding from the Build Kansas Matching Fund will help Dodge City update its water infrastructure, which can be costly. In rural parts of Kansas, many homes are stuck with old lead pipes and outdated water treatment centers. The money will also support a project to pump recycled wastewater back into the Arkansas River, slowly recharging the underground aquifer where the water comes from. Officials say the completed project will result in 1.3 billion gallons of recycled water and higher quality drinking water. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Larned.
Humid tonight with a low in the mid-70s, sunny and hot for Tuesday with a high in the mid-90s. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from
former CEO of Google and retired Army General Mark Milley, former chair of the Joint Chiefs. Their essay for Foreign Affairs is titled America.
Dr. Rachel Dirks is the music director and conductor of the Lawrence Community Orchestra. She spoke with KPR's Kay McIntyre. The Lawrence Community Orchestra is in the KPR Community Spotlight this month. We are currently listening to the Lawrence Community Orchestra performing the intermezzo from Bizet's Carmen with Aaron Wood on harp and Sarah Frisoff on flute. You can find out more about the orchestra and their upcoming season at lawrenceorchestra.org. You can hear a longer version of this conversation on our website at kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, many other frequencies as well. All around the state, you can always stream us at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, we do still have a heat advisory in effect for a little more than an hour. It is in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. Coming up, following All Things Considered on your KPR One stations, classical music with Destiny, taking a trip to Paris. Tonight, your guides are Mozart and Gershwin. They will have two very different takes on the French city, plus a harmonica fantasia. We'll also hear some chilly winter music to try and make it not quite so oppressive. That is coming up on your KPR One stations on KPR Two at 7 o'clock. We have This American Life. Join us. Humid tonight, low in the mid-70s, sunny and hot again tomorrow with highs in the mid-90s. The time is 10 minutes before 7.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
I'm dedicated to helping people discover British crime series, including new seasons of Silent Witness, Blue Lights, and The Responder, starring Martin Freeman. Streaming at BritBox.com/NPR. And from listeners like you, who donate to this NPR station.
So Morning Edition from NPR News can't transport you to the beach this summer, but we can keep you company through all your summer adventures and keep you informed. Listen weekdays.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Your local host is Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, unlocking and streaming more KCPBS programming with the PBS video app and Passport Video Library. More information at kansascitypbs.org/passport.
Classical Music with Destiny coming up immediately following news headlines and Stardate. She's with you till 9, then it is Jazz in the Night. Mostly clear skies tonight and humid with a low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow sunny and hot with a high in the mid-90s.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, hosting Natalie Parker, launching her new horror novel, Come Out, Come Out, on August 28th at 7. More at ravenbookstore.com/events.
It's 93 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 7:01. The news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Special Counsel Jack Smith is asking an appeals court to reverse an order dismissing former President Donald Trump's indictment on charges of mishandling classified documents. NPR's Greg Allen reports Smith argues a federal judge was mistaken in saying the special counsel's office is unconstitutional.
U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon, a Trump appointee, dismissed the charges against the former president last month. She said Attorney General Merrick Garland exceeded his authority in appointing a prosecutor who was not subject to congressional approval. Cannon's opinion ran counter to decades of court rulings that recognized the authority of the special counsel. In his appeal, Jack Smith says four statutes passed by Congress and a 1974 Watergate-era Supreme Court ruling established the constitutionality of the special counsel's office. He's asking judges on the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals to reverse Judge Cannon's ruling and send it back for further proceedings. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Real estate company RealPage is defending its rental pricing software as legal, but says it's willing to make changes. NPR's Jennifer Ludden says the statements follow a Justice Department suit alleging the software helps landlords collude to raise rents.
The DOJ suit says RealPage's algorithmic pricing uses artificial intelligence to enable the sharing of sensitive, private information, like price concessions to tenants and when leases are up. But an attorney representing RealPage says that information is anonymous, and much of it is not shared among landlords. He also rejects accusations the program aims to drive up rents. Instead, he says it can boost profits by keeping vacancies low. The DOJ suit is the latest to challenge this use of AI algorithms in setting rents. The department also alleges RealPage maintains an illegal market monopoly. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Four private astronauts are preparing for the first commercial spacewalk. They are set to launch tomorrow. As NPR's Jeff Bromfield reports, it is a risky adventure.
The crew is led by tech entrepreneur Jared Isaacman, who paid an undisclosed amount of money for the flight. They'll be flying aboard a capsule built by SpaceX, but unlike other trips, when they get up there, they're going to put on brand new spacesuits and let all the air out of the capsule. Then Isaacman and SpaceX engineer Sarah Gillis will open the hatch and float above the Earth.
And the idea is to learn as much as we possibly can about this suit and get it back to the engineers,
so they can tweak it for future spacewalks. Spacewalking is a dangerous business. During one excursion from the space station in 2013, water began to accidentally leak into an astronaut's helmet. He almost drowned in space. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
Stocks closed mixed with the tech sector, giving up some of its gains ahead of some critical earnings news from chipmaker NVIDIA this week. The Dow was up 65 points, but the NASDAQ fell 152 points. The S&P 500 was down 17 points today. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate. At Progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate August 26th. The moon and three other bright lights form a beautiful diamond in tomorrow's dawn sky. Going clockwise from the moon, the points of the diamond are the planet Jupiter, which is the brightest of the three, the planet Mars, and the star Elnath, the tip of one of the horns of Taurus. The sun illuminates about a third of the side of the moon that's facing our way. The most prominent feature in the sunlight is a giant dark patch known as the Ocean of Storms. It's one of the largest features on the moon. It covers 1.5 million square miles, about one-tenth of the moon's entire surface. A half dozen probes have landed in that vast region, including the Apollo 12 mission in 1969. The most recent lander was Chang'e 5. The Chinese mission brought about 4 pounds of rocks and dirt back to Earth in 2020. The samples indicated that the ocean formed about 2 billion years ago, when the moon was about half of its current age. That makes the Ocean of Storms the youngest of the moon's big volcanic plains. The feature may have formed when molten rock pushed its way to the surface through long, wide cracks, but the origin is still being debated. Some scientists say it formed after a massive asteroid slammed into the moon. The impact gouged a wide crater that later filled with lava, forming a giant ocean on the moon. The moon will stand close to Mars on Wednesday. More about that tomorrow. And we have more sky-watching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry. Thank you.
bringing back one of my favorites this Monday evening here on KPR, Bizet's Carmen Fantasy by Pablo de Sarasate for the harmonica, with Larry Adler playing the harmonica for us. I thought we could use a little twist to our Monday, maybe some Monday humor, because after all, it's Monday. I am Destiny. Glad you are here with me listening to music. I was thinking, Carmen Fantasy, let's fantasize and let's take a trip to Paris together. In fact, let's be Americans in Paris. Oh, that's your hint for 7:30. Something very fun. You know who else had a lot of fun in Paris? Mozart. Yeah, he really had quite a few things to say about Paris. And, you know, if you've ever come across some of Mozart's letters, I'm sure you can Google them online. He wrote some very interesting things about his audience members. This particular symphony he considered his noisiest, perhaps a dedication to his audience members. And as a violinist myself, I happen to know what he means when there is a certain bowing technique, the way you move the bow across the strings. He called the audience members donkeys for liking it so much. So let's all be donkeys together and listen to this symphony. What do you think? Mozart Symphony No. 31 here on KPR with the English Baroque soloists and John Elliott Gardner conducting.
Thank you.
Mozart Symphony No. 31, Paris, here on KPR with John Elliott Gardner conducting the English Baroque Soloists. We are taking a trip to Paris and, well, together we're going to go again, coming right up. But, you know, it's quite hot again, the weather, the warm weather is back. I have a real treat for you to cool you off at 7:50. I do. I'm pretty sure you haven't heard it before. It's a very, dare I say, wintry. Ooh, wintry. Every day you hear, hopefully, the difference here on KPR, our in-depth news and thoughtful civil conversations. Our news coverage is made possible by listeners like you. And did you know that more than 84% of our operating budget comes from private support? That's pretty incredible. Now, more than ever before, is the time to invest in KPR and the news that matters. You can discover how to make a difference. Contribute now at support.kansaspublicradio.org. You could also make a planned legacy gift, lasting positive influence. That's what music is in the community. We can all be a part of this club together. You can also visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. All right, my hints. An American in Paris. Yes, such a big hint. This is by Gershwin. This is pretty fun. Let's sit back and together with our imaginations, enjoy what Paris is like together and get away from this heat. This is with Leonard Slatkin and the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra right now on KPR.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Delightful. An American in Paris by Gershwin here on KPR with Leonard Slatkin and the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. It has been fun fantasizing about being other places other than the heat, and boy, do I have something perfect coming right up to cool all of us off. But first, I would love to thank a couple of our great supporters here on KPR. The Green Lady Lounge. They feature Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer 365 days a year till 3 a.m. That's amazing. Information is at greenladylounge.com. And this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra. Hey, Lawrence Community Orchestra. They are a local ensemble seeking to engage, enrich, and inspire the community through live musical experiences, educational programming, and community activities. More info is at lawrenceorchestra.org. And now for something chilly. This is called Winter Dances, a perfect way to end our evening. Let's enjoy it together right now on KPR. You feel better after all of this heat. That was Winter Dances to Cool Us Off by Carol with John Boyd and the Philharmonia of Venn. I thought that might be a nice little wintry treat for us tonight. It's been great being here with you. Classics Live is up next, and then I'm back tomorrow with more music here on Kansas Public Radio.
My name is Tony Cabin, and I'm the managing editor for Standards and Practices at NPR. I try and lead the conversation on newsroom ethics. Are we representing all viewpoints in a given story? Are we being fair to the people and institutions we're reporting on? These are just some of the questions we deal with every day before every story goes on the air. And we do it for you. This is NPR.
Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City, and information is at greenladylounge.com. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Welcome to another Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, and we're in the Polsky Theater of the Midwest Trust Center for the Performing Arts inside Johnson County Community College. Mezzo-soprano Christy Haney is back in town to treat us to a fun recital from her operatic career and from American musical theater. Here's Christy Haney with one of the best piano accompanists in the world, KU's own Ellen Summer. First, they'll do Le Temps de Lila, or In the Time of Lilacs, April, and An April Day. Soon she'll match those with songs from the American Songbook that also echo spring in the lyrics. Spring can really hang you up the most, plus it might as well be spring. Here's Christy Haney and Ellen Summer in a Rule Joyce recital on Classics Live. Thank you.
The Rule Joy's concert series holds a very special place in my heart, and it also was the last performance that I made in March of 2020. Yeah, little did we know, right? So I'm so very grateful to be back and share with you a project that came out of all of the cancellations that followed. So when everything was canceled, I decided to start a recording project. And that is the album that you'll hear today. The first piece we just heard was Le Temps des Lilas by Chausson. And what I've done is it occurred to me that as long as our human experience has been shared, that we have shared it with each other through music. And that while the musical styles and the languages that we express those in might have changed, the human experience remains constant. So today you'll hear the first half of our concert will be taken from Western classical art song. And then the second half, we have found echoes. So we take the poetry from the first half, and we will echo it with modern sentiments from American standards, American songbook, jazz, musical theater, in the second half. So I'll give you just a little nugget of what each translation is, since maybe not all of you speak French. And then we'll go on from there. So number one from this half will correspond with number one from the second half, and so on. These next two pieces will pair with the second two pieces in the second half. The first one is April by Tosti, and then the second piece is An April Day by Florence Price. The first piece, since it's in Italian, do you not smell in the air the perfume that spring breathes out? Do you not hear in your soul the sound of a new enticing voice? It is April, the season of love. And then the second piece is in English, so I think you'll be just fine if I'm doing my job well. It's by Florence Price, though, and if you don't know of this wonderful female composer, she was the first black female composer to be credited as a symphonic composer, so she's kind of a big deal. She was born in 1887 in Little Rock, Arkansas, was educated up in Boston in New England Conservatory, and went on to write just a huge volume of works, over 300 works, symphonic, concerti, solo instrumental works, and thankfully vocal works as well. So you'll get to hear one of her pieces. So we'll just go from one right into the other.
Il suo
Thank you. Our next piece is by an Austrian-born, kind of slash American-adopted composer, Korngold. He was born in 1897. He is kind of notably famous for writing music for early Hollywood movies, and he won an Oscar for The Robin Hood with Errol Flynn. So he's the composer of all those amazing, sweeping cinematic scores that kind of defined early Hollywood and went on to inspire, you know, John Williams and all these wonderful other composers. This piece is from a song cycle of four songs called Lieder des Abschieds, which is songs of farewell. The poetry translation for you today is this. Moon, thus you rise once more over the dark valley of unwept tears. The heart that has suffered separation will burn eternally. And see if in this beautiful orchestration, really, of the piano that Ellen will give us today, you can hear that moonlight shimmer.
Thank you.
My undergraduate voice teacher, at Dr. Anne Delaney, I went to UMKC at the conservatory 100 years ago, and Dr. Delaney told me that mezzos and baritones were never allowed to pick their own repertoire because we would pick only slow, sad things. So it's me. Yeah, I'm sorry. And maybe you're welcome if you like slow, sad things too. But our next piece is by Brahms. It's Verzagen. He's a mid-romantic composer, late 1800s, and a mezzo's best friend. He writes beautiful, beautiful music for lower voices. The poetry here, it talks about the wind and the waves. You unruly heart, be silent and surrender yourself to rest. You should find comfort in the wind and the waves. Why do you weep?
Ich stoop zur Ruhe.
This last piece is one of my favorites that I had heard a million times in recordings and never had the chance to sing it. So the recording was a perfect chance to get the and now I'm happy to share it with you. This is by Richard Strauss, written in 1894. It's one of a set of four songs that were written to his wife as a wedding present. Originally, it was written just like this for piano and voice. It's been orchestrated since beautifully by him in a million different ways. So this is Morgan, is the name. And tomorrow the sun will shine again on the path I will take. It will unite us, happy ones, again, in this same sun-breathing earth.
Was a sentimental thing. Threw my heart away each spring. attitude. This is love, this is it. Heard it before, and I know the score. And I've decided that spring is a bore. Love seems sure around the new year. Now it's April, and love is just a girl.
Adventurous part comes in, right? So the next two pieces that we'll do together, like our two spring pieces on the first half, are It Might As Well Be Spring, and then from Rodgers and Hammerstein State Fair, and then Hurry, It's Lovely Up Here by Lerner and Lane from On a Clear Day You Can See Forever.
Thank you.
restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring?
Next piece, I was trying to get permission to record from the composer and from his lawyers. So I was emailing, wrong address, whatever, they were busy. I'm not important, so they weren't emailing back, which makes perfect sense. And then in one of those amazing New York happenings when New York City was first opening up, I was in town doing a concert with New York City Opera. I was at a party afterwards. And who was there but the composer of this piece? And it was a very casual party, and I knew the host, and I said, I'm sorry, is that Jason Robert Brown? Like, is that him? He's like, oh, yeah, it's my friend Jason. He's super cool. You should go talk to him. He's like, oh, he would like you. You should go talk to him. I'm like, I'm super fangirly at this point, right? So I finally got over myself, and I went and talked with him, and he is very nice. And I said, look, I'd love to get permission to record your song. I pitched him the album before I had ever started recording. And he's like, well, cool. Yeah, that sounds neat. But you should sing it for me first, so, and I'll give you permission. And I was like, okay, great. So he sits down at the piano, and we do a little impromptu concert. And long story short, I got permission to record one of my very favorite songs. So I hope you enjoy. Yeah, he was so lovely. Go support all of his things if you can. So I hope you enjoy Stars and the Moon. This is from Songs for a New World by Jason Robert Brown. I met a man without a dollar to his name, who had no traits of any value but his smile. I met a man who had no yearn or claim to fame, who was content to let life pass him for a while. And I was sure that all I ever wanted was a life like the movie stars led. And he kissed me right here, and he said, I'll give you stars and the moon and a soul to guide you and a promise I'll never go. I'll give you hope to bring out all the life inside you and the strength that will help you grow. I'll give you truth and a future that's 20 times better than any Hollywood plot. And I thought, you know, I'd rather have a yacht. I met a man who lived his life out on the road, who left a wife and kids in Portland on a whim. I met a man whose fire and passion always showed, who asked if I could spare a week to ride with him. But I was sure that all I ever wanted was a life that was scripted and planned. But you don't understand. I'll give you stars and the moon and the open highway and a river beneath your feet. I'll give you days full of dreams if you travel my way in a summer you can't repeat. I'll give you nights full of passion and days of adventure, no strings, just warm summer rain. And I thought, you know, I'd rather have champagne. I met a man who had a fortune in the bank, who had retired at age 30, set for life. I met a man and didn't know which stars to thank, and then he asked one day if I would be his wife. And I looked up, and all that I could think of was the life I had dreamt I would live. And I said to him, what will you give? I'll give you cars and a townhouse in Turtle Bay and a fur and a diamond ring. And we'll get married in Spain on my yacht today, and we'll honeymoon in Beijing. And you'll meet stars at the parties I throw at my villas in Nice and Paris in June. And I thought, okay. And I took a breath, and I got my yacht. And the years went by, and it never changed, and it never grew, and I never dreamed. And I woke one day, and I looked around, and I thought, my God, I'll never have the moon. two more pieces for you. Thanks for sticking in. This next piece is Lost in the Waves by Kooman and Diamond, two wonderful musical theater composers. And we'll just let it speak for itself.
At the edge of the Atlantic, I can't bring myself to swim. I've choked back the tears for 22 years, drowning in shadows of him. The waves are chart a pattern long after they're gone. The lines that they trace, they quickly erase, but something's still lingering on. Lost in the waves, I am lost in the waves. No one but me and the silent black sea. I am lost in the waves. A vision in the moonlight, a family on the beach, a boy on his own by the undertow throne, far beyond his father's reach. He's caught in a riptide. A man has to choose. There's a race to be won for the life of his son, but someone has to lose. Lost in the waves, he was lost in the waves. Salt water burns, the tide always turns when you're lost in.
Making an appearance for the last piece today. I thought we might all just need something cute to look at after that song. So this is Ralph. Hi, Ralph. He's 14 years young and a connoisseur of fine music. So he'll be joining us today in place of Toto for our last piece. So thank you again for joining us. Thank you to Real Joy Series. Thank you to Ellen. Beautiful, beautiful orchestra here with me today. Thank you. Yes, please. Thank you. better, so thank you.
Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away beyond the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me when all the world is a hopeless jumble and the raindrops tumble to the ground. Heaven opens a magic lane. When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found, leading from beyond the rain. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I've heard of in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away beyond the chimney tops. That's where you
ending with her own jazzy version of the famous Harold Arlen song, with Ellen Summer at the piano. A Rule Joyce recital treat, mezzo-soprano Christy Haney. Not too long ago, Christy was a voice major at UMKC Conservatory and then on to being one of the Lyric Opera of Kansas City's resident artists. Now New York is her home base. She's on the roster of the Metropolitan Opera, and she sings major roles with the New York City Opera, and she's performed at Carnegie Hall. ChristyHaney.com will tell you more about this album and about her recent musical pursuits. We hope you've enjoyed this colorful Classics Live featuring singer Christy Haney with pianist Ellen Summer. Kansas Public Radio's Chuck Smith recorded this Rule Joyce recital at Johnson County Community College. I'm Cordelia Brown. Thanks for joining us. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. recorded in KPR's live performance studio in July of 2004. That was a winner of the international piano competition, 16-year-old Eric Chang, playing the Allegro Presto from Beethoven's 23rd Piano Sonata, The Appassionata. This has been Classics Live on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. You're listening to Classics Live on Kansas Public Radio from KU. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg, Junction City. Plus KANQ Chanute and KansasPublicRadio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Former President Donald Trump visited Arlington National Cemetery today. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports it's been 3 years since a bomb killed 13 U.S. troops in the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
During the chaotic fall of Kabul, a suicide bomber detonated near the Abbey Gate to the airport, killing more than a dozen American troops and more than 100 Afghan civilians. Trump took part in a wreath-laying with some of their families to mark the date. Later at the National Guard Association, Trump blamed President Biden for the casualties.
We will never forget those brave warriors who made the supreme sacrifice for our country. They will live in our hearts forever.
Trump's critics point to a record of disparaging remarks about veterans and fallen soldiers. Earlier this month, he was condemned by veterans groups for comparing a Republican megadonor to a recipient of the Medal of Honor. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says climate change is putting the future of Pacific Island nations at risk. NPR's Lauren Sommer reports a new study finds rising sea levels may be to blame.
Many islands in the western Pacific Ocean are low-lying, like Fiji and American Samoa, and have populations that live close to shore. That makes them vulnerable to sea level rise, which is happening increasingly fast as the ice caps melt. A new report from the World Meteorological Organization finds that oceans are rising almost twice as fast for Pacific islands compared to the rest of the planet. Oceans are also getting hotter, which can lead to long periods of heat, known as marine heat waves, that can damage coral reefs, a crucial resource for island nations for both food and jobs. Lauren Sommer, NPR News.
What's being called a history-setting mission that was set to lift off early tomorrow morning is now being pushed off until at least Wednesday. SpaceX now says the earliest the Polaris Dawn mission would be able to lift off would be sometime midweek due to what is being described as a ground-side helium leak. The mission, led by billionaire Jared Isaacman and working with SpaceX, the crew plans to go 870 miles above the Earth. During the five-day mission, two of the crew members would plan a tethered spacewalk. For the first time in the history of the Major League Baseball franchise, the players played for both teams in a single game. Here's NPR's Becky Sullivan.
The catcher Danny Jansen started the year playing for the Toronto Blue Jays. Back in June, he and Toronto were in Boston for a game against the Red Sox when the skies opened up and rain started coming down in the top of the second inning. The game was postponed until August. Then, last month, Toronto traded away Jansen to none other than the Red Sox, which opened the door for this peculiar piece of baseball history. There are at least a few suspended games each season, and they lead to all kinds of statistical hijinks, but this one was a first, and the National Baseball Hall of Fame has asked to keep the game's official scorecard with Jansen's name listed on both sides. Becky Sullivan, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 65 points. The Nasdaq fell 152 points. This is NPR.
Stardate, August 24th. Stars aren't always what they seem. Consider the two brightest stars of Lyra. The constellation's leading light is Vega. It looks 20 times brighter than the second-ranked star, Sulafat. But that's only because Vega is much closer. If you line them up at the same distance, Sulafat would look 60 times brighter than Vega. The difference is caused by their stage in life. Vega's in the prime of life. It's fusing the hydrogen atoms in its core to make helium, releasing energy in the process. Vega is more massive than the Sun, so those reactions happen at a much faster rate, making Vega about 40 times brighter than the Sun. Sulafat has moved into the next stage of life. It's converted the hydrogen in its core to helium. Now it's fusing hydrogen in a thin layer around the core. That's caused its outer layers to puff up, helping the star shine about 2,400 times brighter than the Sun. Eventually, sulafat will start fusing the helium in its core. That'll make it even bigger and brighter. Then it'll shed its outer layers, leaving only its dead core. Vega will experience the same fate more than a billion years from now. Lyra is high overhead at nightfall. It's easy to spot because Vega's one of the brighter stars in the night sky. Four stars outline a tilted flat box to the lower right of Vega. Sulafat is at the corner of the box that's farthest from Vega. You can find more about the stars in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
We hope that you are enjoying the jazz on this public radio station. Thank you for your support. Thank you.
always late every time we have a date, but I love him. Yes, I love him. I'm gonna walk right up to his gate, see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want him. Oh yes, I'm gonna ask him, is you is or is you ain't my baby? Way you're acting lately makes me doubt. You have always been my baby, baby. Seems a flame in your heart has gone out. Well, a fellow is a creature who has always